We're going to turn our attention now, though, to the ongoing fallout from the disaster in Chrysla in County Donegal. The first funerals of the victims of Friday's explosion at a service station in Donegal will take place later today. 10 people died. They'll be laid to rest in the days ahead. And look, it is a very, very difficult situation to deal with for lots of people. I know a lot of you have been getting involved, and a lot of you have been donating huge amounts of money through the Unpost appeal and other appeals through the Red Cross as well. We've Conor Sharkey, who's senior reporter with Donegal News, with us on the line. Conor, thanks for taking time to talk to us in the programme. I can't even imagine, I suppose, how people are going to try and get through the next number of days with 10 funerals locally. The logistics of it alone, but the heartache behind it must be hard to comprehend.
Yeah, it's been a tough few days here in Donegal, Gerry. As you can imagine, this all unfolded around 3 o'clock on Friday, and we got confirmation then of the final death toll Saturday tea time. And yeah, it was beyond comprehension, really. You know, ten people lost their lives. If I can just geographically give you a picture of Chrysla,
sure. Yeah.
I suppose it's like any small Irish village. It's a population of roughly around 400 people. A service station like this, you know, it's more than just a facility. It's a community centre in a sense. It's a social outlet for people. You know, people don't go in to buy things necessarily. They go in to, you know, talk about a relative who might be unwell, or, you know, about a son or daughter who has graduated. It's a real focal point in Chrysla. So, unfortunately, that's where the tragedy occurred. And, yeah, people have been coming to terms with it over the weekend. And just an hour from now, the first funeral will be beginning here in Chrysla.
Yeah. It's Jessica Gallagher, 24 years of age. That'll be followed by 49-year-old Martin McGill. They'll be both held in St. Michael's Church in Chrysla, and the tragedy of it'll be the same people at every funeral for the next number of days, I'd imagine, Conor.
That's exactly it. That is the case. It'll be the same people will be, you know, in the church day in, day out now for the next 4 or 5 days. I spoke to a lady in Chrysla yesterday, and she broke down, and she was saying just that, you know, the community is tired now. So I suppose they've reached that tipping point where, you know, the realization has set in of what has happened, but now they have all the funerals to navigate over the coming days. And she was saying just, you know, we just want our lives back. We want our, you know, we want our shop back. We want our people back. And she says life here will never be the same. And she says, I don't know how we're going to get through the coming days. So, yeah, Jessica Gallagher will be laid to rest this morning, followed by Martin. Two more funerals tomorrow, James Flaherty, Catherine Donnell, and then our son James. They'll be buried side by side. That's the funeral in St. Michael's. And then on Thursday, we have Martina Martin, who's a 49-year-old woman. She was working in the shop. And then we have Leona Harper, who was a 14-year-old girl who'd only gone in to buy an ice cream. And that leaves us then with Hugh Kelly, 59-year-old farmer. And then you have Robert Garway and his daughter, Shauna Garway, who is the youngest victim at just 5.
Yeah, and her schoolmates struggling to understand exactly where she is and why she went away this morning. Conor, that's the tragic reality of it. There, I know there's a huge amount of work that has to be done, and I know you say people are tired because there was the adrenaline, there was the search for victims, there was the awful realisation, there's all the media attention at the moment. There's the funerals. I know a lot of support will have to stay long beyond the focus of the media, though, Conor, in terms of psychologically, financial support and all of that to the area to try and help it get back on its feet.
Yeah. I suppose if there's any good to come from this, it's that this is a tragedy that has struck a chord globally, and I mean that in every sense, you know, globally. Like the Pope has sent a message of condolence. There's hundreds of thousands of pounds have poured in from all over the world. There was a vigil held just yesterday in Australia. So I suppose the people of Creasle are very aware that you know, that support is there. But yeah, you're right. Like I suppose to put it into context, on Saturday the county final has been announced that will go ahead on Saturday. So I suppose after the funerals, you know, life will return to normal for many people. But for the people of Creasle, you know, this will go beyond, you know, this will be years, if not decades, in the rebuilding, if it can ever be rebuilt.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I know there's an investigation going on as to what happened. We'll find out more details about that. But that community hub that was there, there'll be a need to replace it for Creasle in whatever shape or form. And that will take some time, I'd imagine.
Oh, it will. It will. Obviously, the thoughts aren't immediately focused on, you know, will the shop be rebuilt, and or will it become some sort of memorial? Who knows? Who knows? In terms of what actually happened, the guards are adamant that it is an ongoing investigation. They don't know. A gas explosion has been speculated. We don't know that. That's all very much...
Yeah, and international experts have been brought in to examine the scene of the explosion as well, just to try and piece together exactly what went wrong.
Yeah, yeah, that is the case. But again, that will take some time. Like, there's a lot of rubble and a lot of things to be explored before we get to...
Connor, we spoke to the parish priest, John Joe Duffy, yesterday. A very difficult job he has. I know probably the other areas of the church in Donegal have been probably drafted in to help with just simply the sheer workload of the next week or so.
I spoke to Father John Joe myself yesterday, and my admiration for that man is huge.
Yeah,
you know, like the community, I suppose Donegal's in a way has turned to him for guidance and for advice, and he's handling it all remarkably. And yeah, he's the difficult task starting this morning. At least 7 of these funerals will take place in his church in St. Michael's. So yeah, he's, you know, a lot has been sort of put on his shoulders, and but he's a remarkable man. That's all I can say.
A lot of our listeners were
providing, you know, it'll never be forgotten.
A lot of our listeners were very impressed with him yesterday for the way he spoke and how he's dealing with the situation and all of that work. And his work will go on like with the other support services for many a week and many a month after this, Connor.
Oh, certainly. Can I just say, from a media point of view, Father John Joe has made himself very accessible to us as well. We're very, very grateful for that. Like, he hasn't turned anyone away. And I'm sure he will. His workload will continue long after the cameras have been turned off. But he's an admirable character, I have to say. Fair play to him.
Yeah. Well, listen, Connor, thanks so much for talking to us on the programme this morning and outlining things from the Donegal perspective, and the best of luck over the next number of days and weeks.
Thank you. That's very appreciated, Jerry. Thank you.
Okay, that's Connor Sharkey there of the Donegal News. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show on 0667 123 666. Just absolutely mind-boggling, really, what is happening and what has to be gone through. The number of funerals all in the one church. A rolling series of funerals over the next number of days due to the nature of the disaster, the cross-community effect that it's had. A farmer, a five-year-old schoolgirl, a fashion designer due to start her first job in Belfast today. Instead, she's being laid to rest. Just terrible, terrible things that have happened and very difficult for the people. And I know, I think 330,000 has been raised already through the Unpost appeal. You can go to any post office in the county and donate some money through the Red Cross to help the Victim Support Fund. And that is important as well. And hopefully that goes some way in trying to help assuage the devastation that's there for that community. And it really was, it was the heart ripped out of a community in terms of the number of people who died, members of the community, but the hub that the shop and the post office and the petrol station was for people in Creasle, such a small, close-knit community. Very, very difficult to comprehend how difficult it will be to replace any of that and put things back together.